Welcome everybody and thank you for coming. I think we're all going to say thank you to you, not just for being here on a wet day, but for giving us an opportunity to have a group of people, a collective consciousness to work on in the party to develop a positive culture. My name's Jane Vincent, I'm a member of Sheffield Healy constituency. I left the party in 2003 in absolute disgust of what was happening. I'd been in the party, I'd watched what happened under Blair when his apparatchiks cleared out the party of all the activists. They forced people out, they witch hunted, they destroyed people's reputations and they trashed the commitment that people were making. People like me went on the march, we listened to people like Jeremy Corbyn speak against the war and we thought, no, surely it can't happen. And when it did, I remember sitting that night watching the pictures on TV of shock and awe and feeling absolutely horrified that the country I live in had gone to do that to innocent people, innocent families, not in my name and not in the name of millions of people, not just the people who went on that wall. I came back to the party when Jeremy Corbyn was elected and I can remember sitting waiting and thinking, watching the election and thinking, shit, Liz Kendall, I can't cope with this. Not again. She's just got, I want to go to war, written all over her forehead. And then I saw Jeremy Corbyn emerge and I thought, there's hope. I'm hallucinating. Can it be real? And I listened to him speak and it was like I'd been taken back 35 years when people talked about things like love, compassion, humanity. They talked about us as individuals being a force and I began to feel as though I had a role again in a way that I hadn't felt I had a role before. But I felt like I needed to do it because my daughters were growing up. I now have a granddaughter. I have a responsibility to you, your children, your children's children in my role. I'm speaking in a personal capacity here, but I stood as women's officer because there's nothing in the party for women and austerity is killing us more than any other group in this country. We have to get the message out. What is our stance on austerity? We cannot do it with a bunch of austerity-like fanatics. We have to recognise you are either for it or you are against it. Yeah. It's as simple as that. That will galvanise people to join us. That's what Jeremy Corbyn represents for me personally, and that's why I support him. But I also support the return of democracy in the party. I am not going to accept that my voice is going to be heard and then trashed anymore. It's happened to me too much in my life, and there are thousands of people like me. Some of the people who've come today, and our next speaker is going to be Abdul Shaif, who has been an activist in this city for many years, have been fighting this fight for a long time. We need to show leadership. We need to explain what leadership means in terms of the individual to all those people who have come off the wake of what Jeremy has ignited for us. And people who are going to speak here today are going to tell you how you can do that in your communities. Because every little grain of sand is important. It doesn't matter if all you ever do is sit on a bus and explain to somebody next to you why you support Jeremy Corbyn. That's enough. So let's get on with the speeches. Thank you again. Abdul.
Thank you very much. It's wonderful to see so many people.